This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Supermarket giant Coles has announced that trans and gender diverse staff who are transitioning will be entitled to up to 10 days of paid gender affirmation leave. The supermarket giant's legal and safety chief, David Brewster, said the policy change is an important step for the company's commitment to workplace inclusion. The supermarket's policies also state trans staff will be supported as the gender with which you identify, wear the clothes or uniform of your affirmed gender, use the toilets and change rooms of your affirmed gender, and be referred to by the name of your affirmed gender too. New South Wales's chief health officer has urged gay and bi men to be alert to symptoms of monkeypox after the rare virus emerged in two Australian states. The virus is normally limited to Central or West Africa. It's a usually mild viral infection, which most people recover from in a few weeks and doesn't spread easily. However, recent cases of monkeypox have emerged in the UK, Spain, and the USA, and now health authorities in Victoria and New South Wales have urged people to be alert for symptoms, including gay and bisexual men. In a historic first, a majority of local councils in Victoria raised the rainbow flag last week to mark the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Discrimination Against Intersex People and Transphobia, or IDAHOBIT. According to the Victorian Pride Lobby, a record 68 of the 79 local councils in Victoria flew the rainbow flag from town halls, libraries and even courthouses. During the October 2020 council elections, around 270 candidates had signed the lobby's rainbow pledge and made a commitment to support a raft of LGBTIQ initiatives, including flying the flag to mark IDAHOBIT. Equality advocates have welcomed the results of the federal election and have laid out what they expect from the incoming Albanese-led government. National LGBTIQA+ advocacy group Just Equal Australia say the Labor victory puts Australia in a unique position to move forward on LGBTIQA+ rights. The group say they will advocate for action on the issues that came up most frequently in a recent survey they conducted of the community, including removing exemptions allowing faith-based organisations to discriminate against LGBTIQA+ staff and students. And the Church of Scotland has voted to allow same-sex couples to marry. On Monday, the 2022 General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, same-sex marriage within the church was approved by 274 votes to 136. Same-sex marriage in Scotland has been legal since December 2014. However, weddings by the Church of Scotland have not been allowed until now. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Paris Saint-Germain midfielder Idrissa Gueye was unavailable to play in a match to mark International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia for a second successive year. PSG head coach Mauricio Pochettino has reportedly been asked by the French Football Federation for clarification as to why the Senegalese player missed the game. Clubs in France were invited to wear rainbow design numbers on the backs of their shirts as a show of solidarity for LGBTIQA plus rights. The 32-year-old stance resulted in a top Twitter trend in the world of We Are All Idrissa, with tweets in support of Gueye by the Senegalese community. Former Australian cyclist and commentator Romney Kuhn has apologised for using homophobic slur during stage 10 of the Giro d'Italia broadcast. Three-time Tour de France points classification winner McEwen said the fudge packers had wasted their time in reference to co-commentator Rob Hatch, having already eaten the fudge he had bought on a break before arriving back in the commentary box. Posts on social media called out the use of the derogatory term, with McEwen tweeting out an apology for unintentionally using the phrase. Seven out LGBTIQA plus players are competing in the 2020 French Open, being considered a record for a major. There are no out male players and no out gay or bi men on the tour. Australian champion and world number 13 Sam Stosur is one of the seven players and is competing in the women's doubles competition, teaming up with fellow former number one Letitia Chan. And Fox Sports reporter Megan Barnard has spoken about her experience of being publicly outed after an audio clip posted to her WhatsApp group in March was widely circulated. 37-year-old Barnard warns that coming out is a deeply private process and should never be taken out of someone's hands, saying she knew she was gay from the age of 12, but the teenage years are desperately painful and overwhelming time. Former AFL journalist Tom Morris has since made a public apology about his disparaging comments in the leaked message regarding the sport reporter's sexuality.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.